Hello and welcome. This is the second edition of the Subspace.net radio show. In this Subspace.net radio show, we will be interviewing Possum about her Subspace Zoner comeback. Also, we will be talking about First Strike's server bank that he will be putting up and what's in store for that. We will also have a discussion about what the future may hold for Subspace and BEE. So, stick around because the Subspace.net radio show is now. I was lucky enough to be able to snag an interview from Possum from the Possum Zoner website. Now, the technology that we reused was very limited, so don't be surprised if the interview is sometimes hard to hear or too loud. Please bear with us. Well, thank you for joining us on the Subspace.net radio show, Possum. And for the first question of our interview, we would like to ask you, what is the reason for this big update recently of Possum Zoner? What got you back into updating it?
Well, Reed, I find it really weird that you're asking me that question when you happen to be the number one person who kept nagging me constantly about putting Zoner back up. Not only that, but throughout a period of time, I realized that many people out there in the Subspace community really wanted to see Zoner back up. And at first, I didn't know that it was that popular.
Yes, well, I forgot about that. Well, at least it's a good question to ask for the listeners to find out about. For the next question, Possum, I would like to know what you plan on adding on to the Possum Zoner website. We see a lot of links that are not up yet, like staff, Flash, and other such things. Are you planning on ever adding them? And if you do, are you planning on adding even more links in the future?
The current blank links that are up there on Zoner right now will be filled. I hope to get more players out there to fill the Flash site and anything else like the art galleries or something. Photos, I really want to see some good Subspace player photos up there, which I don't think anybody is aware of that it's there. As well as staff. I'd like to have some people who will be a Zoner staff, not just me, myself, and I. And hopefully I'll be able to pick those people out as soon as I get more submissions in. Another thing is adding more links. Yes, I want to expand Zoner as much as I can with more ideas, which is why I wish to include all of the Subspace community into the website, incorporate their ideas, and make it into a full-blown comic place where everybody can sit back and relax and have some fun.
I can definitely hear those birds in the background. I also wanted to know, what was the original reason for starting the Zoner in the first place? I mean, there was a reason for you bringing it back up, but what was the original reason for putting Zoner as a website?
Yeah, sorry, my birds in the background screaming his butt off. But anyways, the reason why I started Zoner in the first place was I started to mess around with graphics a lot. And was messing around with some things with the ships and made a couple of weird things on my old Templar Knight Squad webpage. And then I decided that I just kind of start something really weird. And I saw all the news sites that Subspace has. And I figured, why don't I start my own little weird news site that had all these little things that just made people laugh.
I've noticed most of the Zoner submissions have been from you. Where do you get all your great ideas from for the Zoner website?
Well, Rude, that's a really good question there. I don't know where exactly those ideas come from. Usually from TV, I guess from the sky. It just falls out from the sky like rain. Sometimes it's from just reading magazines or daily life, things like in the news, weird things like the Bush campaign and stuff like that. Usually, though, it's from daily life, what's going on in our lives as human beings, simple things like using the bathroom or something. It's funny how Subspace is its own little world, and I think that's what's the whole humor about Zoner, is that it is its own world, and Zoner brings that to life, basically. It puts the humor into it because people do act like it is a world, and Zoner will turn it into that and just make it funny.
Well, that's going to have to be all for this interview with Possum. Thank you, Possum, for joining us, and we hope to talk and hear from you soon.
I forgot what we were doing, Kramit.
The other thing I'd like to talk about is the server bank that First Strike is putting up. He found a friend with a couple of T3 lines, and he's going to be hosting a few zones on it.
Woohoo!
For those of you who don't know who First Strike is, First Strike is a friend I met early when I started playing Subspace. I knew him even when I was known as Black Cobra. And people were like, Black Cobra? Who's that?
Saul Rosenberg.
Me and First Strike would work on each other's zone, mine being SSL Stealth Zone, and his zone being First Strike. Well, of course, my zone's not up anymore, but he has brought his zone back to CanLink, and now he will be putting it on his server bank once it gets going. First Strike will not be receiving any hosting submission until he has more information about the server bank. You can, though, find his email over at subspacearena.com or at subspace.ogaming.com.
I am El Nino!
Hello, Stormont here, subbing in for Questioning Silence. There were a few promotions in the SCF staff this week. Rude Awakening was promoted to SysUp, Questioning Silence was promoted to SMod, and Wigan was added to Mod. Congratulations. Also in the near future, a Christmas scenario will happen as an AOW event. Please stay tuned for more details. The Realistic Subspace Hockey League is holding its All-Star events this week. There have been three played already. Accuracy, which was won by Malstrix, Slapshot, which was won by Hockeybow, and Two on Goalie, which was won by White Omen. There are still five more to be run. Breakaway, Shooter Edition, Wednesday at 9:30 Eastern, or whenever the 8:30 Eastern game is over. Slalom, which is being held Saturday at 8 Eastern, and Speed, which is being held at 10 Eastern, also on Saturday. Monday will feature the 2-on-0 event for shooters at 9 Eastern, and Tuesday will feature the Breakaway Goalie Edition at 9 p.m. Eastern. After that, the RSHL season will return January 14th.
For this radio show discussion, I will be talking about BDE and the impact it might have on Subspace. Now, as you may or may not know, Subspace rights had been bought out by the company BDE. Now don't panic, this is nothing new. It happened a little while ago. But for those of you who don't know about it, BDE does control Subspace, and it can either have a good impact or a bad impact on Subspace. Now right now, nothing has been happening or drastic has been happening, but something could. The good thing that could happen is, of course, a company is funding the game now. More publicity, more servers, maybe even more bandwidth, which would probably go in with more servers. But the bad impact is, there could be a possibility that the free Subspace might end up being you would have to pay. Now nothing has been said about that right now, but it is a possibility, and these are just some of the things I have been looking at. Now also another bad impact is, maybe the more player-run type Subspace could get cut down since a company will be now funding it. Also, just a little bit ago, there was a news post about the future in question for Subspace. And I will read exactly what was off the post. It came in from War Eagle on Subspace Arena. Well, I just got a message from Kevin Burmester, who works for BDE, co-owner of OZAC 2. Who are the actual owners of Subspace. And he said they have been investigating and still considering the prospects of an open source environment for the original Subspace code. He also wanted me to tell him if I had any opinion on the matter. Instead of voicing my opinion, I think he should know how the community feels first. So, what I want everyone to do is to go to the feedback page and send in your comments to help them decide. The sooner we get this topic resolved, the sooner we can move on to bigger and better things. You can find this in the archives over at subspacearena.com, and you can send in your comments at their feedback page. Well, it's that time again. It's time to say goodbye for this edition of the Subspace.net radio show. I'm Rude Awakening, and Questioning Silence was not able to make it today, and we are signing off for this edition. Thank you, Stormont T, for subbing in for Questioning Silence. And remember,
Wilco has a crack up his ass.
No.